Hello, Chicagoland. This is your main man, T.O., Mr. Ceasefire Hardeman. I'm inviting all of my friends, associates, and colleagues to tune in to WVON, The Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM, for the T.O., Mr. Ceasefire Hardeman Show. This show will cover all the hottest topics, including politics, reducing gun violence, and so much more, right here every Sunday morning from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. on The Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM, WVON. Thank you.
Do they know who you are? They need to know who you are. Let Bishop Promotions of America promote your clothing line, restaurant,
political campaign,
website, church, and more. Sound and video recording now available. Whatever your project or product,
Bishop can make it hot.
This is Terry Bishop, working with your budget to maximize exposure.
Follow him on all social media platforms at hashtag Bishop Promotes You.
Contact Terry Bishop today at BishopPromotesYou.com or call 773-392-9866. That's 773-392-9866. Let Bishop promote you.
Rent a boat, bring your own, or fish from shore. The Forest Preserves of Cook County has more than 40 fishing sites across Cook County. This message brought to you by the Forest Preserves of Cook County. Visit fpdcc.com to explore the Forest Preserves.
Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON, it's T.O. Hardeman, Mr. Ceasefire, on The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hello, hello, Chicagoland and greater Chicagoland, Cook County, all over the place. Your main man, T.O., Mr. Ceasefire Hardeman, here live in the WVON studio every Sunday morning from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. It's an honor to be here once again. I want to thank God for allowing me to be here in the house. And my theme music, Mr. Ceasefire, was playing there. And I think that's a real solid track. You know, my main man, Slick, is on the singing. He's the vocalist on that particular song. I could sing it myself, but I had to get one of the guys to come on out, Mr. Ceasefire, stopping shootings and killings almost every day, trying to make a better way for the people. But as always, my show is a different type of church on Sunday mornings, and we have a lot of good things going on here as far as the topic for today. And I want to thank all the people that support the T.O. Mr. Ceasefire Hardeman show. And then eventually, as we move forward, we plan to the show will be airing in October in Boston, San Francisco, New York, and Atlanta. So that's an honor there. But today we plan to take on this topic of the Safety Act here in Illinois. So January 1st, 2023, there will be a Safety Act, which will be passed here in Illinois, and a lot of people are up in arms about it. Some people are against it. Some people are for it. So, you know, we plan to go a little deeper as I have State Representative Cam Buckner will call in and provide us with more details about that particular act. And then before I take on calls, I want everybody to call in. Really, it's 773-591-1690. You can also log in to the WVON Facebook page if you would like to watch the show live. And you can download the app, the WVON 1690 AM app at iHeartRadio. You can download that app at iHeartRadio and listen to the show worldwide. You can listen to the show worldwide. And I know a lot of people have been talking about boycotting the movie called The Woman King, but I'm asking people to support the movie. Viola Davis is a standout African-American actress, and she's doing the best she can do. But anytime there's a movie about black women standing up for the people in the nation, I know the movie kind of covered the slave trade that took place, the transatlantic slave trade. But check the movie out if you get a chance. Support that sister and everything she's trying to do, and the young actresses on there as well, and the men actors. So we have to support black films, you know, to the best. That's right. We got to get down. So with that being said, this Safety Act, and always before I get started, I kind of break down a little song, then we get right to the topic. So Brother Kim, once again, this brother here, this guy's a marvelous entertainer out of Detroit, Michigan. He had this one record, How Did You Find Your Way Back in My Life? I can't take it. I thought I made myself clear. I thought we finally worked it out after all this time. Now, how did you find your way back in my life? How did you find your way in my life, girl? Come on, baby. Come on, girl. Hey, how did you find your way back in my life? I love that song there because Brother Kim is just so smooth. We'll get into something else a little later on, right? Because I get carried away, start singing, and forget the topic. You hear me? So let's get down. This is a different type of church today. Now, the Safety Act. That's right. We need to hear that. That's right. That's right. You know, I can remember this movie Richard Pryor played in, Which Way Is Up, and he played the role of a preacher. And, you know, the preacher got exposed in the movie, and they called the preacher out, and the preacher had to run from the pulpit out into the street and got hit by an ice cream truck or something like that. And Richard Pryor was getting it on. He said, I'll take this glove and put upside your head or something like that when they expose him. So that's that's what I'm talking about. Let's have a little fun this Sunday morning, my brothers and sisters. So this Safety Act, everybody, what I'm hearing, basically, and like I say, we'll clear all the misunderstandings up and any misperceptions of what's really the substance of the Safety Act, is that if you're charged with second degree murder, you will not have a bond. You can get out and basically just go to court. Second degree murder. Now, when the state rep calls in, we'll ask those questions in the most positive, productive way. Also, kidnapping, home invasion. When you are arrested for, like, you breaking somebody's house, you will not be detained. You know, you will not need, you will put it like this, you will not need any kind of bond in order to get out, and then you go back to court and fight the case or whatever the case may be. But the playing the devil's advocate in my mind, if a person breaks into your home while you're there, that's a home invasion. That's a serious crime. So what's going on with this Safety Act, a person can break in your home, and once they go to court or whatever, but they can be released from prison without posting a bond. So therefore, by you being a witness against them, they can actually come and probably take your life, possibly, because they don't want you to come and be a witness against them in court because they already had the courage to break into your home. If that makes any sense to anybody out there. So let me bring my first call on, Brother Tax Doctor, and see what the Tax Doctor is talking about. What's going on, young man?
Good morning, Tito. Great topic.
Yeah, are you familiar with the Safety Act somewhat, Tax Doctor?
Oh, yeah. I looked at it, and I heard all these folks beat up of this act.
Okay.
But the bottom line is this.
Okay.
Within the realms of that law, the judge still has the final say-so.
So the judge has the final say-so in the Safety Act, whether they keep a person in jail or not. That's what you're saying?
Absolutely. And what we need to understand, because we done seen it time after time, that folks have felony records, they get out on the cash bail bond, and they commit another heinous crime.
Without a doubt.
And so we have to protect our community.
Okay.
And if you need to stay locked up, my brothers and sisters, that's what needs to happen. Because our first priority is the safety of our women, our children, and even our men now.
Yeah. So that should be the definite priority, Brother Tax Doctor. But so I'm glad you're kind of clearing it up. So let me ask you this question. I know you looked at the bill. I looked at it as well, right? It doesn't take effect until January 1st of this year coming up. But a lot of people will be released from prison because they're being held in jails across the state of Illinois. But they'll be released. Is that correct?
Yes. But again, they should not be released if they are a violent criminal.
Okay.
Okay. They should not be released back into our community.
Okay. Understood. Now, right.
Let's move on to Amendment 1 that's on the ballot? Because when I heard your intro, you're going to talk about politics. All this stuff is politics.
Yes, indeed. Everything. And politics, politics, and everything.
There is a constitutional amendment on the ballot. The first thing you're going to see on the ballot, we're saying to our community, vote no, vote no. Everybody wants workers to have rights.
So you say there's an amendment?
Amendment 1 takes this thing a little bit farther.
Okay.
Because in Section 25, which would be the new language, it takes away the authorities of the elected officials to create new policy when it comes to labor policy.
Okay, so what you're saying is you want people to say no to what's the name of the amendment again?
Amendment 1. That's
Amendment 1?
That's the first thing on the ballot, folks. Vote no, vote no. I'm a union person, folks. I come from a union family.
Okay.
Even I have enough sense to understand all policies that union bosses promote is not good for the workers or taxpayers. And I'm looking out for our community and the taxpayers.
Vote so why they call you the tax doctor, brother? Just enlighten my audience a little bit.
They call me the tax doctor, and I got that name from my good queen,
okay,
Karen Hicks, from a few good women, because I have studied these property taxes and the fact that our community have gotten ripped off, and we continue to get ripped off when it comes to this system called the property tax system. And we're saying we need to overhaul this system, get rid of property taxes like they did up in California with Proposition 13, folks.
Okay.
We need our own Prop 13 in Illinois to get rid of property taxes, get the schools off the property tax system. That would give people a 60% property tax cut.
Okay. So that's important because I know there's been some issues with increased property taxes, especially in Cook County. Am I right, tax doctor?
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, big time.
And Tito, how much higher do these folks think we can suffer? We can't keep suffering because they won't keep raising property taxes.
Yes, indeed. No doubt, tax doctor. Well, look here. I want to thank you for your call, okay?
Thank you, Tito.
Yeah, I mean that. I appreciate you there. So for those who don't know, today is Sister Africa Porter's birthday as well. You know, we want to send a shout out to Sister Africa. It's her birthday. She would normally host a show for me on a basically on the third Sunday of every month. So we're going to keep this conversation going pretty strong here. And that was the tax doctor talking about Amendment Number 1, dealing with the property taxes and everything like that. And we're talking about the Safety Act right now, the Safety Act and what's going on. Let's bring Brother Lawrence on the line and see what Brother Lawrence. How you doing, Brother Lawrence?
Amen. God bless you, Brother Tito, King Tito.
That's right, T-O. King. That's right. We kings, man. There's no doubt about it. Black kings. You know, a lot of times I say I'm a black king. Some people don't understand where I'm coming from. But you know what? Amen. That's how we carry ourselves, okay?
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to make a comment about the Safety Act. I got a question.
Okay.
Now, when they have court for those hundreds of people that's going to get out,
right,
of the county, if they don't come to court, what's the next procedure? Are they going to look for them?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I have State Rep. Cam Buckner should be calling in a few minutes, and I have him to answer a lot of those questions. But, yeah, what I'm looking at is what I've been told is, yeah, if they don't come to court, then I guess a warrant would be issued for their arrest because they did not make it to their court date, which I believe that that's important as well. But it's a lot of misinformation about this particular Safety Act. That's what I'm hearing from both sides, Brother Lawrence. But I'll tell you the truth, and I'm just going to paint a picture because I'm speaking up for the victims. I think that a lot of people, especially a lot of elected officials, they pass some of these laws not thinking about the victims of crime. For example, if somebody breaks in your house and you subdue the person, they go to court, they get locked up, but they can get right out without no bail, and then they get out. You know, come on, man, that doesn't make no sense. Those are some serious, and I guess they say it's up to the discretion of the judges, but if you look at what the judges have been doing lately, they letting a lot of people out on electronic home monitoring or whatever the case may be, and there's been over 60 cases of young people that were released on electronic monitoring that go out and commit crimes again. So that's a pretty tough one, Brother Lawrence.
Amen. You know, what the politics, and I mean tricks, what they didn't take into consideration, I believe, is the fact that when all these people who have committed crimes, when they're released, it's a safety issue for the citizens of Chicago. And I don't know, I don't think that they took that into consideration.
Now, nobody's thinking about the victims, Brother Lawrence. That's the problem. You know, I teach in the field of restorative justice, and nobody's thinking about the victims, all right? We're passing laws, and, you know, you got people out here that are hurting. They've been caught, you know, just the other day on 80th in South Ellis, you know, a car, somebody carjacked a car with an 8-year-old child. The child was found safe. I'm grateful that the carjackers did not harm the 8-year-old young child. But the reality is that we got so many things going on out here. It's pathetic. And then we know, let's not overlook the victim, because, see, a lot of times victims do not have a voice because the crime has been committed against them, and then they have to just deal with the aftermath. And that's why I'm kind of upset myself to a degree. All right?
Amen. You know, one more thing, King
Theo.
Take
your time, bro.
When these brothers who are returning citizens, put it like that, if they commit a crime, say they break into somebody's house, of course the property owner or person in the apartment is not going to know them 9 times out of 10.
Right.
So if they don't subdue them, because we got senior citizens,
exactly,
we got people that don't want to get shot, and these people break into their house, or if someone burns a garage down because somebody they mad at, you know, the thing is, they don't know them. So therefore, when they call the police, you know, all they going to do if they catch the person is give them a ticket.
Well, that's what I heard, right? They'll get a ticket.
Right. To catch.
Now, they'll get a ticket. Right on, Brother Lawrence. And that's crazy, because that's what I'm hearing, too. The person will receive a ticket. Come on. You know, when you break in somebody's house, everybody has a right to defend their house. And that's one of our, you know, liberties we have to defend our home, right? That's all you have is your home. So it gets kind of crazy. See, now you're taking a dark turn when it comes to people's life and liberty there. So that's the only thing I can say about them. And I want to thank you for your call, okay?
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Right on.
All right, let's just keep the conversation going, everybody. Let's bring Tony on the line. Then we'll get to Ryan and Billy in a few minutes here. Brother Tony, what's happening?
Thank you, Tio, for taking my call. Good morning.
Yes.
You know, Tio, when we start talking about things as far as policies and things like that, the first thing that you look at is what they telling you. The thing that we should be looking at is the stuff that they're not telling us that's involved in this crime bill.
Okay,
because
got it.
If you can recall the 3-strike law, that was the big headliner. These people that was affected by the 3-strike law in the beginning, it started out, you go to jail for X amount of years or whatever. But the big thing was the privatization of the prisons.
So you're talking about the prison industrial complex, and they privatized a lot of prisons. Yes, indeed.
Right. So that was behind the 3-strike law, which also included the crack and the cocaine measurement, as far as if I was caught with a couple bags of crack, the minimum, I think it was 10 years in California, of jail time being
served.
Whereas the people that was being busted with coke was a probationary effect. You could get probation with cocaine, but the people would go home and cook the cocaine. We're talking about them other people.
You're talking about doing the crack era, the crack cocaine and everything.
Yes.
Okay, then they had the super thug era under the Clinton administration time ago.
Clinton and Biden.
Clinton and Biden back then, right. The super thugs.
The Democrat.
Right.
So anytime the Democrats are involved in anything, and this is just my personal opinion, I need to be able to read behind the lines, because them liberals are not for black people.
So what's your thoughts then, Tony, about the Safety Act? That's what they call it. What's your take on it?
It's going to affect us more than it affects anyone else. That's my take.
No doubt. It's going to impact black folks.
Yep. And
right,
like the gentleman just said, if you let somebody out after they break into your house and you sign a statement saying that this was the individual, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to come back to your house.
They're going to come back and they could possibly try to take your life, right, because they don't want any witnesses in the court.
They're going to try to intimidate you.
Yeah.
So now
yeah.
you're going to arm people more, and it's going to be more killings in our neighborhood because everybody's not up to this. Let's go through the procedure. It's some people that have taken that procedure out. I'm talking about going through the court system,
okay.
And they're coming to get what's there. They're coming to say, hey, man, look, you broke in my crib. You injured my mother, daughter, whoever. We're going to take care of that business.
Okay.
And that's just how it's going to be. You know, we tired of this. Black folks are tired of being victims in their own neighborhoods, their cars. We're just tired of it, man. And it's like that people that's committing these crimes are okay. Oh, it's okay that a 17-year-old carjacked my grandmother that was just trying to go to the store and get herself some food. Come on now.
Oh, yeah. No,
come on.
Yeah,
this
is crazy.
Stuff is ridiculous.
Yeah, these carjackings and the jump-out robberies that are taking place all across Chicagoland. You know, I'll be on WCIU this morning today at 10 a.m., Channel 26, and I'll talk about it a little bit more in detail on that particular show for 30 minutes, Tony. WCIU, the U with Brother George Blaze. But the carjackings are really reckless right now, and it's taking place each and every day almost. And then the string of robberies on the near north side all across, you know, throughout the city, people,
right.
Three or four guys jumping out on you. I mean, and I have my thoughts about what needs to be done to curtail it or stop it, but I don't think people ready, you know, for my thoughts about that. I don't think they're ready. You hear me, Tony?
Yeah, but Tio, I understand what you're saying. But Tio, anything that's radical, these people look at you like you're crazy.
That's what I'm talking about.
All you're trying to do is protect yourself.
That's all you're trying to do, right.
Protect yourself. And where did that go? That's
yeah.
because we get okay. And I know I'm going off a little bit.
No, you good.
Hey, T.O., check this out.
Okay.
If we start listening to our supposedly politicians, black ones, I'm talking about black, and when they say the word, we're going to work with everybody, we should put a big X around their name. And that's
okay.
real. Because the Latino, when the Latino talks, guess what he said? Oh, I'm here for the Latino.
They're going to support their own people.
Right.
We the ones that
right.
are divided. Right.
Yep. So until that happens, we're going to speak stuck right where we're at.
All right. Well, look here. Thank you for your call, Tony.
No, thank you.
Yeah, these phone lines are lighting up big time right now. That's Brother Tony. All the callers that call in, the faithful callers, we want to salute you always. We want to salute you. And so what we're talking about is the Safety Act. You can call in 773-591-1690. 773-591-1690. We're having a real good conversation about the Safety Act. I'm still waiting on State Rep. Cam Buckner to call in, so that's who I'm waiting on. But in the meantime, we'll continue to take our callers as they call us. We got Brother Ron calling. Let's bring Ron on the line, then we get to everybody else. Ron, what's going on? What you got on your radar?
Hey, good morning, always, T.O. A lot of the callers really hit on the point, and Perry Small had this discussion in detail. I think 99% and the VON listeners are very well informed. We're against it, and they all gave a reason, but for the sake of time, the guy mentioned vehicle, car.
Yeah.
But here's just a few that you don't have to post bail. Robbery.
So you don't have to post bail if you rob somebody?
I have it in front of me.
Break it down. Just read a little bit to me there, Brother Ryan.
Many violent crimes include robbery, vehicle invasion, driving under the influence, causing death. Not just driving under the influence, causing death, and second-degree murder do not qualify under the law.
So you don't have to post a bond for second degree murder. That's what you're saying?
Absolutely. That's what it says.
What about kidnapping and home invasion?
I don't see that in here, but I don't think so. No.
Okay.
I don't think so, too.
Right.
But I'll be real specific when I'm looking at it. I know I can't go over the whole thing. But those things right there. The last guy mentioned the white liberal, but you gotta include these black elected officials. And the one that's going to supposedly, as you said, come on, I'd be surprised if he comes on.
Yeah, I was surprised because the brother hasn't even called in yet. I have a good relationship with Brother Cam Buckner, but he hasn't called in yet.
He can't defend it. Yeah, but then hear the irony. So you want somebody to consider voting for you for mayor. See, this is the kind of game, man. With these black elected officials, and I'm going to go, it reminds me, Tio, and I know you can relate to it. When I was young, I'd be on the bus, three-car Monty.
Yeah, they used to play three-car Molly in the back of the bus.
That's what it is with black people.
Are you taking me back, Ryan? Let me tell this to you real quick. Yeah, back in the day when we got on them bus, you know, back then I would wear them gold chains around my neck. and we would go to the back of the bus because it was a man thing, you know, and they was back there playing three-car Molly. You know, I know all about it. Yeah, go ahead.
Be under the cup.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
But see, you Molly. Know what? I think about that at the age of 65, what I think, you know, that's how it is with us. That it's always not there. It's a game. But Perry Small had a guy on her show.
Okay.
Stage, and he never did answer the question.
So he never.
He didn't take up. No, see, everybody said it.
That's crazy.
I came on to say, but he was a waste of time. So I did point those things out.
Right.
And if the gentleman doesn't come on and he gave you his word, these are things that I think about. If you can't come on there and defend that, at least come on.
No, because you know what, Ryan, you know, I know Cam Buckner quite well, and my thing, I wasn't going to try to hit him too hard or nothing with a lot. I just want him to break down the safety act, and if he cannot come on and do that, I don't understand what you're thinking.
And then, so what are you running for mayor for?
Right, right, just break it down.
I mean, come on, these guys are a joke. Okay, I'll let somebody else get in, but I agree with But again, it's not just the white liberals. We know they have no interest in helping black people. And for the most part, the majority of black elected officials don't either. Thank you. Have a good one.
Ron. Always, always. That's cool. That's Brother Ron. Remind me, Ronald Isley. You know, the Isley brother. Fight the power and all that good stuff. So we're gonna keep it rolling, Ron, this morning here. Let's bring Billy on. Then we get to Madeline and John in a minute. Brother Billy, what's happening?
Yeah, good morning. Top of the day, brother.
Talk
good
to me, brother. To Billy Brooks out of Freeport, Illinois, in Rockford area. What's happening, bro?
Mixed emotions about this SAFE-T bill.
Okay, good. That's important.
But I want to touch on something quick that I believe a lot of us miss. I mean, the bond is disproportionate when it comes to blacks and whites for committing the same crime.
Okay.
We cry to our politicians. So now when the Black Caucus in Illinois went and passed the bill and got a bill passed, now we want to jump on them for that.
Okay.
So we can't have it both ways. In the little city that I'm in, we see crime going up, but we believe that the crime is going up to get this bill repealed. We think that the police is allowing these kids to go out and shoot and give them weapons to shoot and don't respond, then get on TV with all the politicians at a press conference and don't speak about the kid that been murdered, but speak about the crime bill. This has been happening in the last 7 months up in the city of Freeport. That crime bill had been passed.
Okay.
Black people missing the point, but the black person would be the first one, Tio, to call your show and say, why is my baby being held in jail for $500,000 bond for a pistol? And this white kid just was released for killing three people in a bar.
Well, see, that makes sense Billy. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And that's what that's my understanding. That's what the black politicians got tired of. So they did what they thought was right. In Illinois, they took that, and when they rode on the back of what happened up in Minnesota, when they were trying to defund the police, this is what they gave us back to keep us quiet. Now it's blowing back in their face. But like Mr. Maurice West out here, that's our representative.
Yeah.
Like he just stated on TV, state's attorneys, do your job. Prove that these people should not be back in society again. That is your job to do. That's what that law is. You look at that law, the state's attorney got to prove that this person can get out and do it over and over again. That's their job, man.
Well, you got me looking at it a different way now, Brother Billy, I must say, because the way you just broke it down eloquently, actually, because, like you said, a lot of people from other cultures, ethnic groups, they get out with they can post bond. In some cases, they may have the money to post the bond. And in the African-American community, a lot of people do not have the money. But my main concern, Billy, was them violent crimes, especially with home invasion, second degree. See, the only difference between first degree
and
second.
That's why I mixed that. But I understand this, though, T.O. out of the history of America, the first time a white person was put to death for executing a black man was, about, what, 4 years ago? When they executed the white man for killing the brother out in Jasper, Texas?
No doubt.
So why don't these black people eat on that for a minute? Let that sink in. Then I'm talking about myself. I'm a victim myself. I had got caught, man, with a pistol. I shouldn't have had it. I was ex-offender. My bum was $500,000, man.
$500,000.
A white guy come in, killed a deer out of season with a rifle, and he got probation and didn't even have a fine. So I'm going to leave it like that. Y'all have a good day.
Right on.
And let's keep fighting.
Right on.
People.
Now, that's important, Billy. Appreciate your call. And Brother Billy just said that if a Caucasian guy kill a deer out of season, and that's deep, man. That's epic to me, my brother, I must admit. That's epic. It's going on this morning, a different type of church with T.O. Mr. Ceasefire Hardeman talking about the Safety Act. And I'm not here to, you know, cause any trouble. We're trying to do the Super Bowl shuffle. You know, I'm just out here talking about it. And I want people to call in 773-591-1690 as we, and we got Cam Buckner on the line. That's the state rep. He called in. So I just want him to come in and call in and clear up some of the things that's going on. Are you on the line, Cam?
I'm here to you. Yes, sir.
Yeah, a few of my people will become a little upset with you, brother. They say, where that brother? Where is he at? You know?
I'm sorry, yes. Brother.
Okay, I know it's early, bro. We'll get right to the point with you, okay? So a couple of things going on, and I'll get to the other callers in a second. If you don't mind, State Rep, you know, I respect you a lot. And then I know you're running for mayor as well. Can you shed a little bit more insight on the Safety Act? Because a lot of people are basically kind of paranoid about it, or a little bit afraid of what the consequences may be starting January 1st of 2023. And let me just say this, too. Like, for example, if a person is charged with second-degree murder, they may not have to post a bond. They can be released. That's one concern. And then when people, even in, like, if somebody breaking your house, so maybe you can clear some things up for us, State Rep, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. So let me just say this now, and see, I'm gonna do as my grandfather would say, and make it plain, right?
Okay.
We're hearing a lot of noise about the Safety Act from folks who don't like the fact that we are moving towards a system that's more fairer, more just, and safer for folks that look like me and you.
Okay.
The truth of the matter is that when we set out to do this work, we set out to dramatically reform our criminal justice system, we're getting pushback. So the truth of the matter is this, right? Every time a person is in the system for anything, they still have to see a judge before anything happens, right?
Okay.
Right now, all of those charges that come up, that we've seen in the internet misinformation that's going on, those charges right now, people can walk out of jail right now with those if they have money. All right, we are trying to dramatically reform a system that treats you one way if you are guilty with money, and treats you a different way if you are innocent and you don't have money. We know good and well that our people have suffered from this for a very long time, and so listen, every time you are faced with a charge, a judge has to make a determination. The doors of the jail are not going to swing open on January 1st. And the things that we're hearing from the opponents to the Safety Act are not true.
So let me say this. So the origin of the Safety Act is all about, you know, the rich, kind of like they have money to bond out, and poor people, mainly African-American people and other cultures as well, ethnic groups as well, do not have money to bond out. So that's the origin. That's the balance that some of the legislators wanted to see happen in the criminal court system, State Rep?
Absolutely. Because we know that bail has not been about safety. It's been about money, right?
Yes.
But who has money to walk away? And so
we've
tried to make the system fairer.
Oh, sounds good. So I wanted to really get into that a little deeper. And I know you're also running for mayor of Chicago. How's your campaign going?
So far, so good. You know, we are now in the thick of petition season, and we have to gather 12,500 signatures to get on the ballot. And we're doing the work, man. We're excited because we think people of Chicago are actually listening to us and listening to our plan for the city. So things are good, my brother.
Good information. So what you can do, stay ready. If you don't mind, you can stay on the line because I do have quite a few callers that want to get in. They might have a couple of questions for you, something like that, okay?
Yes, sir. Let's do that. Yes, sir.
All right, good. So let's bring Madeline on right now and then keep the state rep on, all right? Yeah, Madeline, you're on the air with T.O. Miss Ceasefire Hardiman. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm good, T.O. How are you?
I'm doing good. And we have State Rep. Cam Buckner on the line as well, talking a little bit about the Safety Act, and he's also running for mayor of Chicago. Do you have any questions for him, or do you want to weigh in on the topic, Madeline?
I don't have any questions. I can actually weigh in on it because I have a copy of that legislation.
Okay.
And, in fact, because I have a firm that does clemency petitions on behalf of individuals who are incarcerated, I went through the legislation, and I've actually sent portions of it to various individuals in the prison who were looking for information about it. You did mention about Kim Buckner. He can talk some more about the Safety Act. One thing I'm going to say, I will say this. And I have a couple other things to say as far as the positives of that HB 3653 bill.
What's HB 3650? What is that?
3653, that was the number of the legislation as it worked its way through the House and the Senate when it was finally passed.
Okay.
Of course, now it's a public act. What I'm going to say, too, is he is absolutely correct about cash bail being about money. And we know that, you know, for decades there's been a reason why the jail has been populated primarily with black people. Not even as much, you don't see as many Latinos, and you certainly don't see as many whites there in the jail as you do blacks. And the reason, of course, for that is that, especially whites, they have money typically because historically whites have earned more income than blacks.
Okay. Let me say this as well. Then State Rep. Cam Buckner, I study a lot of numbers, State Rep. So I noticed that the prison population in the state of Illinois has been reduced quite a bit because there was a time we had 52,000 inmates statewide. And correct me if I'm wrong, State Rep. I think the number's like 28,000 statewide now, something like that, maybe 32,000. That's like way down. Is that pretty much on point, State Rep?
It has decreased, certainly. And listen, the truth of the matter for us, T.O., is that we have tried to embrace a situation where a single mother from Woodline or from South Shore or from back of the yard who gets caught shoplifting is not spending 6 months in jail because she doesn't have $300 to walk free.
Okay. Right? That makes sense. So, Madeline, you got another question or something that you want to put out?
Yeah.
So I got quite a few callers.
I want to say this also. With respect to the numbers, like I have a lot of cases. Well, one thing, T.O., if we looked at all of the people who are wrongfully incarcerated versus those who committed the crime for which they were convicted and sentenced, almost half, just about half of the state prison population, which is comprised mostly of blacks, would be reduced even more than what is the current number, because at least half of the people incarcerated are wrongfully incarcerated. So as we work,
so Madeline, you saying that half of the people incarcerated are wrongfully incarcerated, Madeline? Where you get that number from? Where you get it from?
Well, I'm telling you this. You know, based on all of the cases, we have almost 100 cases right now.
But you just put a real big, you just put a statement out there that half of the people that are incarcerated in Illinois are wrongfully incarcerated. That's a startling admission, okay?
I know that. And when you look at all of the, when I look at the cases that of people, how they got convicted and sentenced, many of those people who are currently in the state prisons, and I'm saying state prisons.
I got you.
Prisons.
I'm listening to you, but that's a pretty tough proposition there.
Many of those people are wrongfully incarcerated for a variety of reasons. which I'm okay. not going to get into.
Well,
now.
Thank you, Madeline. So we got to keep it moving because I got quite a few callers calling. Hanging there with me, State Rep, we got Brother Mike coming up next here. And let's get Mike on the line. Mike, give me your thoughts about the Safety Act. If you have a question for Cam Buckner, he's running for mayor of Chicago, and he's a state rep. We're talking about the Safety Act as well.
Okay. Number one, the way I see this situation, I don't know if I'm exactly positive on this, but I've heard cases where judges release people on their own recognizance or others had to come up with a bond.
Okay.
You know, so what's taking place and seems to be so wrong about the stuff, and the emphasis is not there on the judges, trying to take the judges' charge and rule and put a law in place that a person would be judged properly and fair, because we see the stuff is so unfair. But on a real conscious basis and just a matter of principles, I think everybody should consider and say, when you're doing something and making a rule about something, think about your own self, right or wrong. And if it's not clear of the rule that you're going to rule on your own behalf, and it ain't clear, and if you rule a certain way, you're going to be in a difficult situation in the future. And that's for citizens that have property or own something, as just as well as for citizens walking with nothing.
Okay.
So when we make this law, it's going to affect you. And if you ain't clear about how it's going to affect you, then I think you shouldn't pull the trigger on it.
All right, Brother Mike.
You need to be clear about what's going to affect you in your life.
Got you. All right. Thank you. So, State Rep, let me ask you this question right quick before I take a few more callers here. The reality is that the prison industrial complex is a money-making machine, right? And so in the state of Illinois, if some of them prisons are closed down, downstate, and whatever, like Marion, Illinois, you got Menard down there, Pontiac Prison, you know, whatever, Stateville. And then Stateville is closer to Chicago, but you got prisons throughout Illinois. That's going to take the economy out of them downstate towns. And then that would pose a problem as well, because people don't really know that prisons were built to make money and then by incarcerating, like the school to prison pipeline. So what are your thoughts about that, State Rep?
Yeah, so see, I'm going to go a step deeper on that, because
okay.
This is actually different than the prison industrial complex. So we are assuming that when people are in prison, they've been adjudicated because they've been found guilty. This is pretrial release.
Okay.
These are people who have not been convicted of
right.
anything. These are people who have been charged with something but not been convicted, right? I just want to make sure that that's very clear, because
yes.
the basis and the tenets of the U.S. Constitution so that you are innocent until proven guilty, this system that we currently are under only gives you that fortitude if you have the money to walk out of jail, which is a problem.
Okay, yes, indeed. Okay, let's bring Michelle on the line now. We got Sister Michelle. Michelle, how you doing this morning?
Brother Teo, thank you so much for taking my call, and Mr. Buckner, thank you for answering my question. Now, a foreign man, came here from India with an Indian name in real estate.
Okay.
He had conquered 276 houses, and mine was 277. He walked into my house, snatched my steel door off of it. My house was paid for, by the way. And he changed the locks and had the sheriff put me out of my house and declared, this is my house now. The judge, all the way up to the Federal Justice Department, ignored the crime that they allowed. Because what? The court systems make money every time they pull you in. Let alone, and then had the nerve to threaten me when I won my case, because the black judge didn't have standing to settle my issue.
Okay.
So he tried to send me to another white court judge just to pump up the
So, Michelle, do you have a question?
So, my question is this.
Yeah, yes. Come on,
Here's
Michelle.
My question. You all are sitting down there. We sent you down there to get us our reparation so that we would not be going through this drama. And y'all come up with a safety act? 48 years we've been voting for y'all ass in my lifetime. And this is the best you can do? I am totally disappointed with you, Negro.
All right, Michelle. Right on. So, State Rep, do you want to respond to that a little bit?
I'll just say, Sister Michelle, I feel your passion, your angst, your call. You've not voted for me for 48 years. I'm only 37 years old.
That's right.
So, let me be clear about that. But listen, listen. There are things that have happened in the history of this city and the state and this country where we need a more direct connection between our elected officials and the people who do the work on the ground every single day, the people who we are representing. And I've never, Tio, you know me, I've never run for that, from that.
Yes, indeed.
We have work that we need to do. And so I missed a little bit of her personal situation.
Right.
But listen, we have work to do.
All right, good. Well, State Rep, I want to thank you for calling in because my time is running short. I only have an hour, but, you know, it's an hour of power, I must admit. And my phone lines are still, like, off the charts this morning. But maybe I can get you on again in another 30 days or so, and we talk about your run for mayor in a little bit more detail, okay?
I'm very happy to do that to you. Absolutely, brother.
All right, and I appreciate you getting up this morning with me, all right?
Thank you, my friend.
All right, cool. Got you. That was Brother State Rep Cam Buckner. He's running for mayor as well. Check him out. And this is the thing. Just visit his website. That's State Rep Cam Buckner. He's a mayoral candidate. So let me bring Algie on right now before we get out of here. And for the other callers, I'll try to get you, squeeze you in for a few seconds there if I can, okay? Algie, what you got for us?
Hey. Y'all doing a great job, first of all, on the Safety Act. Yeah, we can always do more to help our African-American community and minorities and people who are wrongfully convicted or innocent before being found guilty. So what we got to understand as a people and a population is how can we do more to educate people on what the Safety Act is doing?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do this morning with the state rep, right. Exactly.
So continue to put it out there. Put it out on WVON. I put out a piece that Ken Buckner and LG Sims, Senator LG Sims did with Roland Martin,
okay,
a clip on YouTube that explains it for them in order to educate the people and not be out here fear-mongering and falling off the disinformation cliff. So, you know, we got to break the Safety Act down and say, hey, it's not letting everybody out.
Okay.
It's individuals out who meet these criteria. Hey, this is what individuals are going to be judged on.
That's fair, Brother Algie. And thank you, okay, because my time is winding up on me, okay?
All right, but check your post. Check your Facebook, and I put it on your Instagram, too. So, you know, look at it and push it out there.
All right, thank you, okay. So we'll bring some callers on quickly here. Let's bring Brother Al on for a second. Brother Al, hey, how you doing, Al?
Thank you, T.O., for having me on. I just had a quick comment about stats, because it is a two-tier scenario. We know that poverty and inequality needs to be addressed, and I think the safety bill is addressing this. But there are other stats that need to be addressed, too, like black offenders commit 52% of the of murders and homicides in this country at 13% of the population.
Yeah, that's
and about
deep.
40% are arrested for murder, manslaughter, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault. So this bill might address the inequalities and poverty, but we have to find something to address the other side of these stats.
Okay.
That's my comment.
My man, appreciate that. Let's get Brother Art on quickly here. Brother Art, well, I got about 10 seconds for you. Art, what you got for us?
I got to say, and what now? If you are not committing crimes and repeating the same crime, then you wouldn't have these problems.
All right.
Committing crime. And I'm not saying there are some people who get caught in the fray who are not guilty from that perspective. But at the end of the day, come on, black people.
Thank you, Brother Art.
100% real. Thank you.
That's cool. Let's bring Brother Lewis on. Let's get Lewis in there for a few seconds. Lewis.
Good morning, Brother T.O.
Yes, sir.
There's a saying, be careful what you wish for.
I'm familiar with it. That's right.
Okay. With that in mind, this is what we wish for. social justice, social equity. That's what it looks like on paper, okay? But in our reality, we can't walk the streets. In our reality, we have gun buybacks in our community.
Right on.
You know, and so that's our reality.
All right, Brother Lewis, thank you, too. Yeah, I just wanted to get you in, bro. I appreciate y'all calling. Brother Chris, quick, this will be the last call. Brother Chris, you got about 15 seconds with me.
Good morning, good brother.
All right.
Illinois, false confession, state of the world. We got two, the Safety Act, two cops shot.
Okay.
And lied about it.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
But for the camera.
The camera told the truth. The camera told the truth, Chris.
It was fired upon first, which was a lie. But
all right.
They were able to bond out.
All right, we'll talk about it another time, Brother Chris. And like I said, you know, I tried my best to get all the callers in. You got a quick comment, or do you want to, let's wrap it up?
T.O. Hardman, Mr. Ceasefire. They are calling off the chain. They need to know how can they get in touch with you.
Yeah, they just reach out to me. My website is violenceinterrupters.org, and they can call me at 773-391-9072. That's it for that. And I'm about to wrap up with Son, Brother Kim, once again. I can't take it. I thought I made myself clear. I thought we finally worked it out after all this time. But this ain't how love's supposed to be, in and out of harmony. But how did you find your way back in my life? Come on, baby. Come on, girl. Hey, how did you find your way back in my life? I just want to send that shout out to all the good people throughout the universe. It's been a great show, a lot of phone calls, and thank you so much. A different type of church once again, and we have to sign off. Peace and blessings to the entire world. All right. They call him.